Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and apparently you guys like torturing me on the Hentai Corner. I don't have my whiskey. I did drink a little bit of that, but apparently mixing that with stool softeners and taco pizza led me into the bathroom for most of the night. So I meant to get onto this much earlier, and that didn't happen. Anyway, let the torture begin as we go through more shortbread cookie talk, and we'll just see how much of it I can take, and I'll give you this part. Hopefully we get to the game soon, which there is a game, there is a legit game. You guys know it, I just have to get to it. I'm on my way home after buying potatoes, milk, tea, and pencils from a convenience store. I never thought I'd be eating lunch together with Ayaka, Kirishima-senpai, and Natsuki-san. It was a little awkward with the envious stares I got from the other male students, but I had a good time regardless. Oh, there was also that thing with Kukizawa. Who'd have guessed that she knew about my hobby? I hope she doesn't use it to blackmail me. I was pretty uncomfortable for a moment there, but it's not like there's anything I can do about it.
Hmm? Where am I?
Huh? Hearing a man's voice, I stopped dead in my tracks. I look around, but see no one.
Ah, I see. Looks like everything went according to plan. Ha ha ha. Mwah ha ha ha.
Where is that voice coming from?
I turn around, but there's no one there.
How is it possible? I'm absolutely certain I'm not imagining it. It's like the voice is coming from inside my head.
Oh no, don't tell me I'm having a Chuni awakening too.
You're still awake?
Bah,
whatever. Your role is already over.
Gah, it really is inside my head.
My body sways back and forth. Wait, no, I'm actually leaning forward. My vision dims and my senses grow numb. I hear something dropping on the floor. Was that the plastic bag I was holding? Even that sound starts to grow distant. Pitch black darkness flashes before my eyes. I blink my eyes and my surroundings become clear. Aha! Finally a new host. It's a little thin and feeble, but it'll do. Someone's hand appears in front of me. It grabs me slowly as if to assert its strength, and then the world starts spinning around me.
What the hell? Someone's thrashing me around like a rag doll?
My eyes move from left to right, up to down. A wave of nausea encompasses me, but strangely enough, I don't feel like I'm gonna throw up.
What? You're still there? What a tough little shit you are.
The voice doesn't sound like it's coming from inside my head anymore. I can hear it perfectly. It's as if my own voice was the one coming from inside instead. What's going on? What are you talking about? Who the hell are you?
Still stubborn, are we? Fine, as a parting gift, I'll tell you who I am before I send you to the other side. My name is Dark Lord Clive Hertz.
Oh, so this is how one awakens their inner Chuni. My mind is blown.
Why are you talking down to me, boy?
Oh, I see. You still haven't come to grips with reality yet. Man, this feels so real. I have to tell Kukizawa about this. I bet she'll be thrilled. You've got some guts to belittle me like that, boy. Or perhaps you're too slow to realize that I've assimilated you. Then I should make it clear to you, you pacifistic loser. I came from another realm to take over your body, and to that end, I fused with your highly compatible soul.
Oh, so that's my backstory, huh? What next?
Now that I possess your soul, it's only a matter of time before you pass out and your body becomes completely mine.
Letting you have my body is kind of a problem. I have a large backlog of games I didn't beat yet.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I feel you, bro. And I have to go to school tomorrow, among other things.
I don't give a damn about your life. You still don't believe me, do you? You still think this body is yours?
Once again, a hand appears before me. Clearly, it's not my own. Even the clothes are different. But I can see it moving and gripping objects, so I can tell that it belongs to my body. By the way, the milk tea in my bag is getting cold. Can we head home already?
Hell, you really don't believe me. In that case, I shall show you the hard reality.
The man who introduced himself as Clive Hertz picked up a plastic bottle from my bag. Then he throws the bottle in the air and lunges his right hand at it.
Oh, that looks kinda cool. Fucking imbecile.
The bottle explodes right before my very eyes.
What? What just happened? It wasn't even carbonated. How did it explode like that?
The contents of the bottle spilled everywhere, leaving a puddle on the ground. I can't even see any of the broken up plastic bits.
Can you do something like this, puny boy? No shit you can't. You don't have my power.
But for real? This isn't just a Chuni delusion? The self-proclaimed Dark Lord from another realm seriously assimilated my soul and took control over my body? How many times do I have to say it, dumbass?
Give in and be gone!
Why the hell should I give you my body? Go in and possess someone else! Why did you stay in that other realm you came from anyway?
Why did you come to my peaceful world, especially now that I've got a chill normie life? Why, you ask? Because I wanted to. How the hell is that a valid reason? You wouldn't come here just for fun. You said you're a Dark Lord, so you must be pretty strong. Wait, are you planning to rule humankind? You're not as dumb as you look. I won't let you toy with this world. I'll stop you no matter what. You seem more determined now. How quaint. I expected no less from someone whose soul is highly compatible with mine. Babble all you want. I won't let you lay a finger on this world, buddy. Listen to what I have to say first. I'm certain my goals will resonate with your own. Also, I assure you I have no intention of conquering this world. Huh? Are you telling the truth? Why, yes. Yes, I am. Now hear me out. Blah, blah, blah. Ah, I see now. Wait, no, I don't. What the hell? How am I supposed to make sense of anything if all you say is blah, blah, blah? You gotta tell me properly. You're so annoying. Since our souls are linked, I'll just show you my memories instead. Take a look. What? Can you really do something like that? Suddenly, my vision darkens again. I try to open my eyes, but I come to the realization that Clive has his, ours, shut. At the same time, I feel something flowing into my mind. So, have you finally understood the reason behind my actions? Yeah, I see now. Clive is without a doubt a Dark Lord from another realm. He wandered from world to world in a reckless, brazen, and conceited manner. In short, he did whatever the hell he wanted. He was an unstoppable force in whatever world he went to. But that's not to say he tried to conquer said worlds. He was simply a bird of passage. However, one day he apparently went too far with his behavior, prompting a goddess to respond. That's right, she's the same brawless goddess I saw in my dream this morning. She assembled a team of heroes with the purpose of vanquishing Clive, and he was defeated. As a result of the battle, Clive lost his body, and he transferred what little soul he had left to this world. Because of our high compatibility, he was to assimilate my soul and finally awakened. Forgive me for asking this, but aren't you the bad guy here? I never said I wasn't. Man, this guy's a real pain in the ass. That's the gist of it, more or less. You become my new host. Now be gone. I shall make your flesh and blood mine. Or should I rather say, rejoice! Screw that. Get out of my body now. Or so I try to say, but the scenery around me turns dim. My surroundings cloud over as darkness envelops me. And at the very next instant, a dazzling light illuminates everything. Huh? What is this place? The glimmering array of light fades away, revealing an entirely different scenery. The streets are lined with several western buildings reminiscent of Italian architecture. Even though it was nighttime at the park we were in moments ago, here the sun hangs high in the sky. The smell in the air is similar to that of the countryside. Pursuers already, eh? Facing us is the nightlight girl I saw in my dream. Dark Lord Clive Heritz, so it's true you transferred your soul to this world. Indeed it is. I found a fine soul to fuse with. Still, I never expected you, the goddess Erin girl, to sacrifice the life of a human. You seem panicked. Unlike you, I didn't consume the soul of my host. If anything, she's lending me her body as a vessel out of her own free will. So it's like that, huh? Regardless, the fact that you asked a human to lend you their body only serves to show how desperate you are. I have no idea what you two are talking about. Unlike me, that woman didn't assimilate her host's soul. They merely linked and agreed to fight each other, or fight together. How's that any different? That woman's real body is still in her original world. All she's doing is lending her human host enough power to transform. Couldn't you have just done the same thing with me? Oh right, your body was blown to pieces by those girls, wasn't it? Fuh, that's right. I have neither a body nor enough energy to link my soul with yours. Clive ignores my cheap provocation and, brimming with energy, readies himself for a fight with his opponent. Somehow, the emotions he's experiencing are transferred to me. I know all about your heinous deeds. I cannot allow a wicked criminal like you to run amok. I, Princess Knight Arnesta, swear on my pride as a knight that I will vanquish you. Ah! I can't fight her inside of her own zone field. Your fate ends here, Clive. You seem to be under the illusion that you have mastered the power the goddess gave you. Are you trying to buy some time? Or are you perhaps bitter that others can now use your ability?
By ability, does she mean the scenery? Is that your power?
Yes, it is. It's the power to alter the shape of the world to one's own liking, the egocentric zone. Sadly, I don't have enough magic power to cast it myself now. That fucking goddess dared to copy my power, rename it to Absolute Zone, and then taught her heroines how to use it.
Absolute Zone brings a different kind of image to my mind, but this is no time to butt into their conversation.
It's quite sad to be cornered by your own power, is it not? That matters little to me. You still haven't mastered your zone field because...
Suddenly, Arnesta's figure grows smaller in the distance. Just as I realize Clive has jumped far away from her, pure black flashes in my vision again. We're suddenly back in the park, and it's nighttime once more.
What a bunch of idiots! Their zone fields barely have any width at all. All I gotta do is step out of it.
Whoa! So that's how you escape. Can't mess with the original user of the power, huh? Okay, so what now?
The answer is painfully obvious. Run!
Whoa, really? Can't you attack her from outside her zone field? You have the power to do that, right?
If I had that much power, using it to take over a field would be way easier. I'd rather run away from my enemies and live than die protecting my stupid pride.
Hey, stop right there! Arnesta must have dispelled her zone field. She's running towards us, brandishing her sword in the air. She looks pissed. Clive barely spares her a glance before dashing off.
Foolish human. Even though the real Arnesta lent you her power and made you stronger, as a person who is merely linked to her, you stand no chance against me.
Clive breezes through the park like he's riding a bike. Arnesta chases him at nearly the same speed, but after he dives into a bush, she loses sight of him and disappears.
Woo, looks like we... Oh, sorry. Woo, looks like we managed to get away.
In a split second, however, a new cluster of buildings spreads before my eyes. Did I celebrate too early?
Huh? Don't tell me we stepped inside another zone field.
Looks like it.
Looks like it. There must be another annoying pest around.
Clinging to the walls of a nearby building, Clive examines our surroundings without letting his guard down. I feel a cold breeze caress my cheeks.
It's a little late to say this, but since we share the same soul, we share the same sensations too. So if I die, you die.
Yeah, I expected as much. Alright, I'll cooperate with you for now.
Wise decision. Oh!
The scenery blurs in an instant. Just as I realize Clive has jumped out of the way, a beam of light cuts through the building we were standing next to.
Ah!
The ear-splitting sound of the blast pounds in my ears. It was so loud that I couldn't help but scream.
Quit your bitching! I wouldn't have got hit by something like that.
The building collapses with a rumble, stirring up a cloud of dust. Had we stayed where we were, we would have been crushed. Actually, no, that beam of light would have ripped us apart before that. Target elimination failed, checking target's vital signs. A figure emerges from the cloud of dust. Clive braces himself as the figure walks slowly towards us. Reconfirming target, are you Dark Lord Clive Hertz?
You betcha, and you must be Silence.
Affirmative. I am codenamed Silence. I will leave no survivors from this battle. Oh, this girl was in my dream too. Man, she looks great with those huge, with those big weapons attached to her petite body.
You've got good taste in women.
I'd want nothing less from the man who gave me his body. Not like I had a choice, but save that for later. Will we make it out of this alive?
Who do you think you're asking? I'll have you remember that I'm the Dark Lord.
Seriously, where the hell does that confidence even come from?
You think I can fight against her monstrous firepower when my zone control is nowhere near an appropriate level? Absolutely not.
Then humble yourself, damn it. Clive reacts instantly as Silence points her laser cannons at us. Energy chamber, critical point reached, trigger safety unlocked, discharging lightning sword. Beams like searchlights shoot straight out from her guns, gouging the ground in their wake. Won't she obliterate us if she hits us like that?
As you can see, both her destructive power and her firing range are absurd. There's no point in trying to make a half-baked escape.
Then what are we gonna do?
Isn't it obvious? We get the hell out of here!
What's the fucking difference? Silence points her laser cannons at us again as Clive tries to evade her. She lowers her hips and puts her hands on the triggers of her large caliber weapons.
20 seconds until full charge, adding target. Wah-ha-ha! Full, I knew it. It takes way too long to recharge before you can fire those things again. You were too hasty, Silence. Target locked on. Fire. Beams of light form behind Silence, crowning her like a halo. They swell, then suddenly come flying toward us like arrows. Clive changes his course almost immediately, but the streaks of light keep following us. Homing lasers? That's so cool! Clever, but no match for me. Clive waves his hand in the air, and a number of black spears appear. The spears fly toward the homing lasers, silently bursting on impact with them. Impact results. Target elimination failed, checking target's vital signs. Wait, your flares work against her lasers? My magecraft acted as a decoy. In other words, she used to make mu- Yeah, in other- hold on, let's get this right. My magecraft acted as a decoy. In the other world, she used to make way more of those homing lasers. Guess she's not used to her zone power yet. She'd be deadly if she was, you know. Anyway, we've been running for a while, and yet we still haven't escaped. We're still inside her zone field. It's way bigger than Arnesta's. Luckily, I should be able to keep us in one piece while we're here. I guess that her zone boundaries are as wide as her firing range. So we can't escape from her zone field no matter how far we run? Not by running, no. But if we trick her, we can get out of her firing range. That's how we'll escape. Clive hides in the shadow of a building, then puts his hands over the ground. As he does, my vision turns completely white. Ah, too bright! Everything around me is so bright, my eyes hurt, or so I think. Contrary to what I expected, they immediately get used to my surroundings and show me the park from earlier. Dumbass, don't forget that it's my body now. If I'm not blinded, you're not blinded. Wow, so that's another side effect of us sharing the same soul, huh? I guess that makes sense. It's only natural that we resist the same things since we share the same sensations. I certainly wouldn't be able to keep my eyes open at the speed he runs, much less fight. The Dark Lord is kind of rad. You're finally getting the hang of it. Feel free to compliment me more at any time. You can even read my thoughts. Only if I try to. You're full of openings, so I can hear you clearly. I see. Anyway, it was pretty tough to escape from one heroine after another, wasn't it? Unfortunately, there's more than just those two. As he says that, the scenery changes yet again. Found you, naughty boy. You're Dark Lord Clive, aren't you? Where are you? Show yourself. She's over there. Ta-da! Comical, magical, rhythmical! Capable of solving anything with magic and a smile, magical girl Citron-chan makes her entrance. A magical girl? That line sounded straight out of some corny anime. The platform even looks like it's from an amusement park. Speakers are on her left and right, and benches are lined up in front of her. Everything looks pretty old-fashioned. Huh? What's the matter? Oh, is your heart skipping a beat thanks to little old me? Lame. Doesn't physical, criminal, technical sound better to you? You come up with the weirdest pickup lines, as usual. Gross, you have a filthy mouth, Clive. Did no one teach you not to bully delicate girls? If a woman is gorgeous, I'll rape her. If she's cute, I'll rape her. If she's my type of girl, I'll rape her. That's my policy. You don't seem bothered by it. Is she someone you can handle? Doesn't it make you wish she'd get on her knees and beg, crying, Clive, some I was a bad girl? Huh? I'll never do something like that. You're truly twisted, Dark Lord. I'd say your little shtick is even more twisted. Grr, you're making me mad, but I'll do my best to bring a smile to everyone's faces. If I recall correctly, she was in my dream as well. She seemed like the weakest of them all. You can beat her, right? Hell no, she's a real handful.
Mental じゃないだろ.
No, I'm not. Don't be so gloomy, okay? Here, I'll cheer you up with a smile. Smile flash! Too bright! Assuming her trademark pose, she makes a peace sign and an explosion flashes behind her. Clive stops dead in his tracks as everything turns white for a brief moment.
Gah!
Ah, it's splitting my head in two!
Ugh, fond of surprise attacks as usual, are we?
You dodge it if I did it any other way. You dodge it if I did it any other way. This is the only way I can get you. She has a point, but aren't surprise attacks a no-no for magical girls?
Yeah, and that's exactly why she's a pain in the ass. She's not your average magical girl.
Ah, looks like you're not happy yet. Then I'll go with the smile cutter. Citron takes out two smiley badges and throws them at us like they're frisbees. They're small, so they shouldn't be hard to dodge. Wait, isn't that weird?
Nah, I won't make it in time. Ah!
The smiley badges grow bigger as they get closer and they hit Clive in the stomach. In other words, I get hit too. Hey, what are you doing? I feel pain when you get hurt, you know.
You don't have to remind me. This wrench knows how to use her zone power better than the other two.
Once you step foot on this stage, Clive, there's no way to leave it. Now, take this! Clive evades her attack, then turns around and tries to escape to the wings of the stage. His efforts, however, are in vain.
Damn it, I really can't escape.
That's right. Once evil fiends enter the stage, there's no way for them to escape from the Allies of Justice. That sounds plausible and frustrating at the same time. So this is her zone power? Normally, I think she's just making stuff up, but no, she's actually telling the truth. She's really strong and a royal pain in the ass. And now, take this. Everyone, let's dance together. Put a big smile on your faces and cheer up. Citron starts dancing and Clive follows suit. He assumes a cute pose and wiggles around. Wait, what the hell is he doing?
Damn it, she got me. At this rate, I'm gonna...
Lovely smile. Tee-hee.
Stop it. Lovely smile. Ah! Tee-hee. Ah!
Clive assumes Citron's pose and repeats her catchphrase. Then an explosion flashes behind him and a burst of pain runs through my chest.
La ha ha ha! How dare you make me do that! Unforgivable!
Huh? I took a pic of you making that pose, Dark Lord Clive. Yep, that's a sweet smile. What on earth just happened?
That bitch forced me to smile like a girl. That attack she just used inflicts metal damage by making you look like a fool. It's the worst!
So your weird behavior from a moment ago was caused by that smile bomb or smile cutter or whatever?
Yeah, just thinking about it pisses me off.
You were right, she really is a pain in the ass. Scary part about her attack is that it causes mental damage by making you cringe too hard, which hurts more than the physical aspect. Never thought I'd see the ever proud Clive cornered like this. Magical Girl Citron might be a far more dangerous foe than I expected. Looks like we're still lacking in the smile department. Well then, I'll make you smile some more now, okay?
Shut up already! In more than one way, you're the worst enemy by far. What is a smile crap? I'm gonna wipe that smirk off your face and make you regret this.
You're so defiant, Dark Lord. You don't really believe you can escape from me, do you?
She has a point. At this rate, my sanity's gonna slip away and I'll completely lose it.
Wait, what would become of me in that case?
We'd both degenerate into happy-go-lucky idiots.
What? I'd rather die. We have to escape, but how? We're in Citron's territory, which follows magical girl rules. Wait, we might be able to escape if we follow her rules. That's it!
Clive, I have an idea. Say some parting words.
What are you talking about? What parting words?
Hee hee, seems you're getting too sleepy. Should I pinch your cheeks to make you smile?
Parting word. Oh, I'm sorry. Parting words.
Do you know what they are? Shit, you don't get it. I know. Repeat after me.
Looks like you have a plan. Alright, fire away.
Peace out and take it easy.
What, you think that'll work?
What's wrong now? Wait, are you planning to hit me with a sudden attack? That won't do. I'm faster than you on this stage.
Mwah ha ha! Magical girl Citron! Peace out and take it easy!
Huh? Now's the time. Run to the edge of the stage! Clive turns around and starts running as fast as he can. He dashes off, leaving the small stage behind.
Ah, I get it. You've done it again, you son of a bitch.
Ha ha, I just didn't want to die! If we're on that stage, we just have to say our parting words to get away. In other words, running the hell away from Citron is the best way to deal with her. You've got a diverse bunch of girls coming after you. I'm glad we finally gotten away from all of them. Wait, I just jinxed us, didn't I?
Yup, bad timing as always.
The next thing I know, we're standing on the rooftop of some building. I feel like the moon is closer to us than usual. It looks massive. This is definitely another heroin zone field.
Well, Aquella... Ocula, what are you waiting for? Aren't you gonna stab me in the back?
Clive says this and turns around. Another girl, faintly lit by the moonlight, is standing in the distance.
Ah, that's the boob one. Cat, get your tongue. You linked with a human to vanquish me, didn't you? Oh, I know. You totally failed to establish a link and forgot your own name.
Wrong. I was merely biding my time while observing you. Even after running away to this world, you don't have the slightest hint of remorse.
Remorse? You better give up on reforming me. I already made up my mind to make the goddess mine no matter what.
Is that so? It seems you just won't let yourself be eradicated after all.
What? Of course not. You wouldn't leave me alone even if I did reform myself.
I thought so. In that case, I, Saint Punisher Ocula, shall relieve you from your sinful burdens through divine mercy and judgment. The frail image I have of the girl disappears as she charges towards us. Even though Clive reacts quickly to her moves, she's too fast. She swings her sword parallel to the ground, and Clive kicks himself off the floor to evade her attack. As he lands back on his feet, Ocula readies herself to... swing her sword down again. Her sword slices through the concrete like tofu.
Hmm? A big swing as usual. Did you really think you could hit me like that?
Delivering punishment while prolonging suffering, such is the way of divine mercy. If you consider it unnecessary, then I shall change my approach accordingly. Hey, don't make things worse. We're already pretty much screwed.
No can do. You really think I'll just give up on having fun and be some lame, boring loser that plays it safe?
How on earth are our souls even compatible? Won't you get out of me, please? While I'm still complaining, Ocula swings her sword at us again. On top of that, she thrusts and kicks while we're completely exposed to a barrage of attacks.
Gah!
After evading her sword attacks, Clive finally gets kicked. He protects his chest area against her hit, but it's still hurt. The pain spreads as far as his back. Unfortunately, I can't lift a finger, no matter how much I writhe in agony.
Sheesh, that's a nasty way to use your hands and feet. You do realize I can see your panties while you're kicking, right?
What? Did you see? Ocula flushes red and tucks her skirt. Her dignified expression changes into an adorable one. Suddenly, my pain melts away.
A fine woman, wouldn't you say? Witnessing a self-righteous person bowing their head in shame is true pleasure.
Yahari,
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I had no doubt you were a monster. I knew, but now I know just how true that is. Akula becomes tense and holds her sword with both hands. Wait, something feels off about this. My sword carries divine judgment. I shall deliver justice. Her sword starts glowing with a faint radiance. This must be her ultimate move, an attack of devastating power. Brace yourself, Vanishing End! A slash that cuts through the darkness, that'd be the most fitting way to describe her attack. For a brief moment, the sky seems to split in two. Akula's sword shines brilliantly as she brings it down. It's long enough to reach us and the building behind. Clive evades her attack, but the explosion still shocks and blasts us away. Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. Ah, we're gonna die! She didn't even hit us, yet we're gonna die! Shut up, this is probably our best ticket to escape. Clive seems calm, even though we were being blown away. As the thought passes my mind, I notice from the corner of my eye that we passed through one of the edges of the rooftop. Wait, aren't we falling to our deaths? We're gonna die! I can't freaking do parkour! In the blink of an eye, darkness swallows the building and the moon, and everything turns pitch black. The next thing I know, we're in an entirely different location. Is this a mansion? The place looks like one of those western mansions seen in locked room murder mysteries. Strangely, I see light coming from somewhere, even though I don't see any windows around. I have a bad feeling about this. Shit, you too? Labyrinth? Clyde spits out these words. As he does, a thick fog appears in the air, gradually grows larger before taking human shape, and then suddenly clears away. Why, hello there, Dark Lord Cliver. It's no wonder I felt the presence of someone befitting my realm. Something feels off about her. Up until now, all the heroines we've encountered attacked us on sight, but she hasn't. She not only greets Clive, but is also being rather friendly in nature. From the way you're looking at me, I get the feeling you have no idea what's going on. Or is this all just an act? He says, fufufu, indeed. I don't even know if you'd say fufufu, fufufu, whatever. Indeed, you could call it that. The two of us had a heart-to-heart before you arrived. Labyrinth spins her menacing scythe around and grins. She really is unlike the other girls. You're just as annoying as Silence and Citron, but in your own special way. Sounds like you're on good terms with that bitch of a goddess, though, huh? Why, yes I am, bowing my head to someone with different ideals than me wasn't so bad. Does she not want to fight Clive? It seems like she's having a good time talking to him. Could it be? Are they actually in cahoots? Hell no, she's serious about capturing me. It's just that she has a different motive than the other heroines. Quite so, Dark Lord. Allow me to ask you once more. Won't you kneel down and swear to serve me for all eternity? Come again? She wants me as a pet. Poor taste, if you ask me. Oh yeah, that is in pretty poor taste. Darling, you seem to be talking to yourself a little too much. Methinks your materialization into this room as realm hasn't been completed yet. With your body in that state, dodging the heroine's blaze would be nothing short of impossible. Won't you become mine instead? I refuse. Beg all you want, but I'll never prostrate myself before the likes of you. Oh ho! Then why not take me as your wife instead, darling? Huh? Excuse me? She totally just proposed to you. Poof. As if. I'm a free spirit. I'll never get married. Cold as ever, aren't you? In that case, I might as well just cut you to bits and pieces and take you home with me. So the problem here is that she wants to marry you? Yeah, but it's a different kind of marriage than what you're thinking. Her version is like a pact. Once you're in, you're sealed into our prison of darkness. Forever. In other words, she wants us to be shut in, scooped up in her gloomy bedroom. But the way she is, you can't predict when she's gonna go fucking wild either. Smart man. That's a pretty mean way to put it, but I guess I get those vibes too. Shall we continue? Born from darkness, I am Twilight Princess Labyrinth. May we dance to the night's final bell. No sooner does Labyrinth smile than Clive leaps to the side. At the same moment, however, she disappears and reappears behind us. She cuts through the air with her scythe and continues to swing it while charging at us. Shall we take it easy with tonight's waltz? Your usual vigor seems to be lacking. Or appears to be lacking, rather. I'd rather not dance at all. But it doesn't seem you'll take no for an answer. In that case, I should make good use of the power granted to me. That light which burns inside my body. Clive, can't you escape to that entrance door? Oh wait, it's probably locked. Fret not, my darling. That door over there leads outside. You may leave the mansion if you no longer feel like dancing. See? She even suggested it herself. She's a lot nicer than the others. You should try it. You only say that because you don't know her like I do. She's not a liar per se, but she definitely won't let us out that easily. Labyrinth's side is big, but there's a lot of space between her and the entryway. As Clive tries to slip to the side and dodge her attack, he suddenly finds her standing elsewhere, blocking our way to the door. Is there a problem, darling? Are you scheming something behind my back? You aren't giving me the cold shoulder now, are you? That's rich coming from a stalker like you. You really are a creep. I am but a fair maiden. Hugging you from the front would be too shameful for me. A hug from you is nothing short of an invitation to death. Yeah, there's definitely something deadly about her. To be honest, though, that goth look works really well for her. The scythe is just the icing on the cake. She's cute, but that doesn't make her any easier to deal with. You're goddamn right. I can't make her submit to me in the state I'm in. I'll have to wait for next time. Whether there will be a next time or not depends entirely on you, darling. For now, if you can dodge my next attack, I will bring our waltz to a close. As she grins at us, countless identical doors appear and scatter in the air. The two-leaf doors are so small that anything bigger than a head would be able to fit through them. They start glowing faintly. Shit, there are a hell of a lot more doors than last time. Clive lowers his body and braces himself. This must be Labyrinth's ultimate move. We're toast if we get hit. Will we be able to escape through the entrance door, or will our attack get to us first? Turn lies into truth, invert up and down. O gate doors, run thy blades through me. Mirage sacrifice! Get the hell out of here, Clive! As soon as I yell, Clive darts off like a bullet. However, he's not running towards the entrance door. Where are you going, idiot? The exit is that way. You're the idiot here. That's the most likely place she'd aim her strike. While running, Clive glances behind only to find the entrance door completely blocked by side blades. Did you really believe you'd be able to escape through this door? Many doors still float in the air. Each time one of them opens, a side blade surges out. We're gonna get caught at this rate. Guess I'll have to resort to my trump card. Clive somehow dodges the side blade swinging towards us while running to the middle of the mansion. Just as I think he's been cornered to the wall, he kicks off of it and leaps at Labyrinth, paying no attention to the side blades grazing his legs and arms. I thought he was going to attack Labyrinth, but instead, he hugged her? She's actually surprisingly petite. Her clothes make her look bigger than she is. Wait, this isn't the time to be all chummy with her. She's going to slice us up with her scythe blades. I grit my teeth, expecting a cut to my back, but no matter how long I wait, nothing happens. Uh-huh? This couldn't be further from what I anticipated. All the doors in the air have disappeared. Turn lies into truth, huh? You were in the eye of the storm of blades, but you kept your calm. Weren't you? That's when it dawned on me. You might chant run thy blades through me, but that's a lie. They actually protect you. I figured out your trick. The blades never actually pierce you. By using you as a shield, I can get past your attack. Clive backs away from Labyrinth and snorts, sneering at her. She blushes furiously. You're quite bold, darling. The flame of darkness in my heart almost faded out. So her heart skipped a beat, huh? Guess the person she linked her soul with isn't used to this sort of thing. It's like, Well, a promise is a promise. I'll put an end to the night's waltz. Let's dance until dawn some other time. If I feel like it. Clive replies to Labyrinth and leads her zone field through the entrance door. Not good. I'm almost out of magic power. After making it a Labyrinth's mansion, Clive runs through the park and stops at one of the trees. I'm exhausted as well. I'd really like to go straight home and get some rest. I don't know that we can make it out of this. Would it really be so bad to just throw in the towel? Hell no, they chopped my head off, and that'd be the end for both of us. You'd never catch me begging for my life like a loser. I'd rather beg than die. Is your pride really that important? Damn, what should we do now? By the way, how did they even know you were here? They're following the trail of magic I left behind. I'm constantly releasing zone energy, which is resonating within them, so it's my magic that lets them know where I am. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess that's how you know where they are as well. Clive can tell he's surrounded without even seeing the heroines. It's logical that they know each other's locations. So then why not just stop using your zone power? The heroines wouldn't be able to find you anymore, right? Nice idea, deep shit. Can you stop your own heart from beating? That's how it works? No, of course I can't. Wait, actually there might be a way after all. I need to take control of my body again, though. I could let you, but... Oh, I get it now. Yeah, let's try it. In times like these, sharing the same body is super convenient. I don't even have to explain myself for Clive to understand, he just knows. I'm dead tired after running away so many times. I don't want to hear one complaint out of you. I'll try not to, but my life is at stake too, you know. I'll do my best to cope. Everything turns dark after Clive closes his eyes. I remember experiencing a sinking sensation last time, however this time I feel like I'm floating instead. As I open my eyes, I realize we're still in the park. I hold up my hand in front of me, then try opening and closing it several times. My body, seems to be working fine. I can't sense the whereabouts of the heroines anywhere. Oh, sorry. I can't sense the whereabouts of the heroines anywhere anymore. Guess this is the best way to hide, huh? There's absolutely no trace of the heroines, which means they don't know where we are either. We should head off to some crowded area. Even if you're not using your power, they'll get suspicious if they see me walking alone here. Ugh! The moment I try to move forward, I totter and fall to my knees. It already totally slipped my mind that Clive said he was exhausted just a moment ago. Weak-ass human, you can move faster if you were a zone user. Using zone to move sounds really cool, but for now I'll have to rely on my own feet to carry me forward. I like cute girls and all, but I'm not about to alert them of my existence just so I can go faster. I rush through the park as quietly as I can, manage while avoiding wide-open spaces. I think we'll be okay here. I never thought there'd be a day when I find the lights of the shopping district so reassuring. People walk past me minding their own business. They think I'm cosplaying if they saw me wearing your clothes. Oh yeah? Then they think the heroines were cosplayers too. I bet they won't come this way. Yeah, they'd stand out like a sore thumb. Anyway, I think I'll take a little detour before going back home. The fastest way back home is through the park, but I'd like to avoid running into those girls. As I make my way through the shopping district, the convenience store from earlier comes into my view. Oh, I left my grocery bag in the park. Man, whatever. It's too late now. I don't feel like buying them again, nor do I feel like going back to the park to pick up my plastic bag. And besides, dinner is the last thing on my mind right now. I think I'm just going to go straight to bed as soon as I get home. A little disheartened, I walk through the crowded shopping district. Man, I'm beat. I slump down on my bed and heave a sigh of relief. I was so worried that the heroines might spot me on my way home. Well done, partner in crime. You're more useful than I expected. Guess it's a good thing that I kept you around. Thanks, but I wouldn't even be in this mess if it weren't for you. Mwahaha, give it up already. I could use some of that stubbornness and adaptability. I want you out of my head as soon as possible. I mean it. I don't want to be stuck with you forever. You know, I can get all my magic power back. If I can get all my magic power back, I might be able to separate from you. I didn't fully assimilate you after all. Really? Then by all means, restore your magic power and get the hell out of my body, please. Oh yeah, what was your name again? Huh? Why are you asking me that now? My name is Kazunori Kiyama. You should already know that, right? Of course not, idiot. It's not like you address yourself in your thoughts. Well, no, of course not. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I guess you had no way of knowing. Clive and I end up agreeing on this particular matter. Well then, Kazunori, I'd like to count on your help to restore my magic power. What say you? If helping you with that entails doing things like eating a smorgasbord of food and drinking energy drinks by the dozen, then count me out. How the hell would any of that help? There's easier ways to do it, but the fastest way would be to take magic power from those bitches. Those bitches, you mean the heroines? That's right, the goddess granted the magic power, and now they're lending that power to the people they linked with here. I shall make it my own. How are you going to make it yours, considering you barely escaped from them? It's not like they'll gladly give it to you if you kindly ask them. I gotta recover a little bit before I can do that. Then I'll use my zone power and win, no problem. I am thousands, no tens of thousands, no hundreds of thousands times more skilled than them. Okay, I get it, I got it. I got it. You're way more skilled than them, alright. I'll crush them one at a time, recover my magic power, and then teach that bitch-ass goddess a lesson. Mwahahaha! Crush them, you say? You don't mean you're gonna kill them, do you? Don't let me in with them. I'm no murderer. I even make it a point to make the woman I like mine. And the woman I like the most is the goddess. You called her bitch-ass just a moment ago. You sure you like her? Why wouldn't I? You don't think it'd be fun to make a rebellious woman yours? Well, to be completely honest, that does seem like an interesting idea. There you have it. Starting tomorrow, let's search for the people the heroes linked with. Then we'll find their weaknesses and strike when they're the most vulnerable. You really sound wicked right now, you know? So what? Nothing wrong with having a good time. Clive's refreshing point of view honestly makes me thrilled. You should follow that rule too. Enjoy yourself. You're quite special to be linked with someone as great as me, you know that? Special, huh? I can't deny that. Anyhow, I'm as tired as shit. I'm going to sleep now. And soon after, his voice vanishes from my mind. He can go to sleep, even though he's not in control of my body? I'm so tired. Guess I'll go to sleep, too. What a day. But what if all of that has only been a long, long dream? As I entertain the thought, I turn off the lights in my room and drift off to sleep. Okay, well, that's going to be the end of this particular part, so you can kind of see the, basically what happened with the girls, and they introduced themselves, really. So you kind of see what they're all about, their abilities are. Some of them are pretty cool. But yeah, if you guys like what you're seeing, and views count seems to show that, then we got another one after this, if you want to continue the story, because I can continue it as long as you guys are watching. At any rate, this would be the Grimlord, and I am out of here. Later.